David Martin, Senior Media Relations Manager with the Road Safety Authority, because this week, in conjunction with Waterford Local Community Safety Partnership, we're focusing on road safety. We're doing a special piece on road safety all this week. Let's see if David's on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for talking to me. So the Road Safety Authority and focusing on road safety issues this week in Waterford in particular, but we've listeners in many different parts of the country as well. Why are campaigns like this important, especially in conjunction with the excellent Community Safety Partnership Group?
Well, the bare facts are that we had 178 people lose their lives on Irish roads in 2024. So it is a huge problem, and it's just a catastrophic event for those families who have suffered that over the course of the 12 months. It's incumbent on us as the Road Safety Authority to raise awareness on safety, to try and tackle this. And obviously we work very closely with the government and with Garda Síochána Síochána in tackling this issue. Look, we're in a much better position than we were back in the bad old days when the Road Safety Authority was set up in 2006. We had 365 fatalities on the road that year. That's one every day. We got down to as low as 132 in 2021, which was during the COVID. So there's less traffic, I suppose, on the roads. But it's been creeping up in the last year or two. So it's a major problem. And, it's something that we really need to tackle. It's something that, the Gardaí are very, very concerned about. What we're seeing, and talking to our research team here at the RSA, we're seeing sort of a slackening in attitudes in towards safe driving. There's a laissez-faire attitude towards speeding. We're seeing a lot more and more people using mobile phones, and not just to make calls, but whether watching YouTube videos or whether on TikTok. And there's a sort of distressing casualness regarding alcohol and drugs as well. So we're seeing a deterioration in behaviours on the road over the last year or two, and that is resulting in increase in fatalities. So it's a big challenge.
Yes. Now, part of that, we've done a number of different items over the last few years, particularly last year with driving instructors as well, and the importance of certain matters. So we're going to be focusing on certain issues this week. Speeding will be one of those days. We're going to be talking to some children about how their parents drive, and hopefully children then will be able to embarrass a parent or a guardian, if that's the right way of putting it, David, but maybe reminding people of little habits, whether it be the seatbelt and other issues. Mobile phones, there's so many issues which can affect driving behaviour.
Absolutely, and I think that's a great point that you made there, Damien. Look, frequently what we see is parents will talk the talk, and they will tell their kids this is what you should do and this is what you shouldn't do, but then they do the opposite themselves. So kids will learn from, they take it from the parents, but from their actions, from their experience of being in a car with their parents. So if a parent is speeding, there's no point in turning around and telling the kids not to speed, because they're just setting the bad example. And we know that that speed is a big issue. We did a survey last year, and we found that, most people, not many, but most people thought it was okay to speed. They said, maybe sort of a couple of kilometres over the speed limit's fine. And over a quarter, they missed regularly exceeding the speed limit. So, look, speed is a major cause of collisions. I think the thing that people sort of need to remember is, collisions and fatal collisions, they're very, very rarely caused by a mechanical failure in an automobile. It is somebody taking their eye off the road, looking at their phone. It's somebody thinking that they know the road better than they do and they're driving too fast, or whether they've been consuming alcohol, or more and more people taking drugs as well now. They're the causes of collisions, and we need to keep reminding people that they are unacceptable. They're killer behaviours, and we have to stop them.
So people should be aware of their own habits. And a simple message for any listeners this morning, David. Like, what should people take from discussions like this? Because they may nod and they'll say, I'm actually okay. They should look at their own behaviour, and they should be more patient on the roads, give themselves a little bit extra time, put their mobile phone into the boot of the car, when they start a journey. Like, little simple things can make a major difference, can't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, and look, it's something that we do so regularly. Like, many people drive every day, and it's almost a habitual thing, and you don't think about it too much. But in reality, it's probably the most dangerous thing you're going to do in the course of any given week. So you need to treat it with the respect that it deserves. Put the phone away. Distracted driving is a phenomenon that's happened. That's really evolved over the last 5 to 10 years. And people are many people are very casual about it. You'll see it yourself when you're out in the road. People are looking down at their phones. They're checking their messages. It's killer behavior. You need to concentrate 100% on that road and slow down. You know, speed is, again, huge, huge problem in terms of fatal collisions. And another thing as well, which is something that surprised me, and I'm again talking to our research team we're just doing some preliminary analysis of last year's fatalities, and each one is just a tragedy in itself. But we found that there was a significant number of people who were killed who weren't wearing a safety belt. Which is, you know, it's heartbreaking because it will save your life. But again, particularly with rear seat passengers, yes, there is a casualness about that needs to be addressed.
David Martin, thank you so much. And we look forward to doing a lot more on this during the week. Appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you, Damien.
Thanks, David. All the very best. David Martin there, Senior Media Relations Manager with the Road Safety Authority. Thank you very much. Everybody involved in this campaign will be talking to guards, we'll be talking to politicians, we'll be talking to local people. Waterford Local Community Safety Partnership, in conjunction with ourselves here, focusing on road safety all week.